Major Audit Committee Issues for 2023. Directors on the Audit Committee will be occupied with matters related to ESG, the economy, and cybersecurity. By Bill Hayes. As part of its report, What Audit Committees Should Prioritize in 2023, the EY Center for Board Matters identified areas that audit committee members will have to focus on over the next 11-plus months, including risk management, financial reporting, and tax and policy developments. We spoke with Patrick Neiman, EY America's Audit Committee Forum Leader, to dive into three more areas that audit committees will want to monitor: ESG, the economy, and cybersecurity. Directors and boards, what are the major areas of concern for board audit committees as we progress further into 2023? Patrick Neiman, the audit committee's role continues to grow more demanding and complex as developments in risk management, financial reporting, tax, and the regulatory landscape evolve. While board audit committees adjust to the dynamic business environment of 2023, three key areas will pose the most road bumps: ESG, economic volatility, and cybersecurity. With risk, however, comes opportunity. Audit committees play an important role in building resiliency and confirming how companies are preparing to respond to and manage ESG, economic, and cyber risks in the year ahead. Directors and boards, what are the ESG issues of greatest concern for audit committees? Patrick Neiman, in anticipation of the SEC's forthcoming climate disclosure rules this year, which include potential changes to regulations governing disclosures about climate-related and other ESG matters, such as board diversity and human capital, audit committees should work with management to understand and upgrade their company's audit trail to support future ESG reporting. This year, board audit committees need to evaluate the implications arising from SEC rulemaking related to ESG matters, including climate and cybersecurity risk, and how the board oversees these risks. From here, the committee can determine whether the company has robust and adequate disclosure controls and procedures over the company's existing climate and cyber-related disclosures to prepare for final rules by the SEC. Today, a wide gap exists between business leaders and investors as it relates to sustainability. A recent EY survey found that 78% of investors think companies should make investments that address ESG issues relevant to their business, even if it reduces short-term profits, but only 55% of finance leaders believe they should do so. To close the gap and reach the best overall conclusions for companies, audit committees need to help companies earn investors' trust by defining the involvement of the finance function in ESG disclosures and building a better understanding of the sustainability expectations of long-term investors. Directors and boards, what effect will our continuing economic volatility have on audit committee work? And what do audit committees need to equip themselves with in order to help their companies navigate the volatility? Patrick Neiman, the threats of inflation, rising interest rates, and overall economic uncertainty are critical considerations occupying the minds of CEOs, boards, and audit committees. In response, boards and audit committees are revisiting risk management practices to make sure that risks are managed effectively across the organization. This will ensure more resiliency and overall preparedness to respond and manage these headwinds going into 2023. As audit committees navigate economic volatility in the new year, they must continue to assess changes in the business and how these changes will impact financial reporting. For example, audit committees can determine how inflation and supply chain issues may be affecting cash flow projections used in prospective financial information and what discount rate is used to discount those cash flows. Audit committees will also need reliable data and insights from auditors to gain a clear understanding of how near-term reactions to turmoil could lead to longer-term systemic changes. At the same time, they need a view of the magnitude of the potential risks to balance against potential upsides of investments they might make for the company's future. Directors and boards, what developments should we expect to see in 2023 in the area of cybersecurity, and what should audit committees be doing to enhance their cybersecurity breach readiness? Patrick Neiman, the SEC will continue to scrutinize cybersecurity this year and is expected to finalize rules that will require new cybersecurity disclosures from public companies. Audit committees must equip their boards with the tools to face these adjustments. The latest EY Center for Board Matters analysis of cyber-related disclosures in the proxy statements and Form 10-K filings of Fortune 100 companies found that companies continue to increase disclosures in certain categories of cybersecurity risk and oversight. However, in some areas, the gaps in information are nearly universal. For instance, only 9% of Fortune 100 companies disclosed performing response readiness simulations, a practice that is proven to enhance enterprise resilience. The SEC's proposed rules on cybersecurity will have a significant impact on future disclosures and require boards to up their cybersecurity strategies. Accordingly, audit committees should closely monitor this area and encourage management to proactively strengthen its disclosures. In the new year, audit committees must establish cybersecurity as a key consideration for boards and embed security philosophies from the start in all new technology, products, and business practices.